This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I almost feel like, what I need to do is I need to get her own theme music. Maybe Dragnet. The theme from Dragnet would be good. What do you think? Joining us again.
I'm afraid it's going to be the song, I'm a Desperate Man. That's the one that, whenever I hear that, that's really me. Out there searching for the truth.
I don't know. I'll give you a little Jack Webb. You seem to get the two. Joining us again is attorney at law Paloma Cabana. She has come up with some new stuff, found out some new stuff concerning January the 6th, which is just the gift that keeps on giving, huh? As far as the data dumps that go on.
Yes. It does. It really doesn't allow me to have a normal schedule because randomly these things get released, they get leaked. Courts make decisions, and so there's a real arrhythmia to my own life, and yet, how do I not trouble it? I'm so deep into it. I have been more than full-time since the day of January 6th on the events of January 6th, and so now, in some sense, when a 33-page single-spaced memo drops in my lap because Politico gets it from somebody who has submitted it to the select committee, how do I not stop everything going on in the House and just sit down and dig into it?
Well, tell me about this. The latest thing that you have told me about is a military data dump.
It is. So a Colonel Earl Matthews of the U.S. Army submitted a written statement to the January 6th Select Committee going on right now in the U.S. House of Representatives. It's 33 pages, single-spaced, as I said, and just to be critical, it's very messy. He clearly did not write an outline before drafting this document. He assumes the leader will read it at least six times to get out of it what's in it. But there's three points in here that I think is really worth discussing. The first one is kind of his top line. He's written this memo because he believes that Major General Walker of the D.C. National Guard is actually the subject of retaliatory behavior from top brass within the Department of Defense over Major General Walker's testimony to Congress back in the first round of hearings, end of February, beginning of March, and that the military's perception is that somehow Walker made them look bad. What's interesting about him taking that angle of approach is that his memo is actually the first time that a witness before any of the congressional committees that have been convened, is specifically calling out lies being submitted to congressional committees. And in this case, he's attacking testimony and statements that were given in June by members of the United States Armed Services. So I do think it's worth considering that now that we're a year downstream, are we finally coming to a point that some infighting is going to reveal to us new information? Is that where the dynamic is finally going? Or are we starting to see somebody like Colonel Matthews writing at the behest of repairing his boss's image? It raises sort of an interesting question to me as a litigation attorney. How on earth can the public sort out even the credibility of the voice they're hearing, let alone the truth of the content? And I'm interested, Bill, to hear from you, how are you sorting out things of January 6th?
Well,
tune it out altogether?
No. I listen to what you have to say, because anything else I get is going to be coming from the magic box, right? Nobody's breaking it down. No critical thinking going on. I use my military mind, formerly military mind, and look at January 6th as the worst insurrection ever mounted, ever. We killed nobody. No, you know, and I'm putting us in there because I'm in that basket of people that. So, there were no deaths. There was no coup, no nothing. Even though they keep getting a lot of mileage out of it. So, it was. And I'll tell you a little story. In 2020, there was two things happening in the same week. There was SHOT Show, and there was the Second Amendment gathering in Virginia.
Yeah.
And Northam had gotten a fenced enclosure and all this other stuff. And all of these people were going to go there to show their solidarity with Virginia. They were going to go there and listen, I got nothing against any of that, except I'm not going into a conflict unless I'm going to fight in the conflict. I'm not going to go there and put myself in a position to lose my gun rights or anything else, simply because somebody has politicized life. So I was begging all these people not to go. And I look at what happened on January the 6th, and when, you know, what I think happened, I don't know what you think, but what I think happened was, once again, as we try to do the things by the rules, we always were operating by the rules. We decided to get together and have a lot of stuff. And there was, you know, Trump was up there speaking at the Ellipse, and all the people like me and you that would have gone there, that would have been there for this reason, we would have been there listening to Trump. But at the time that he was still at the Ellipse, this is when they started trying to breach the building.
That is correct.
And all of these things set themselves up. It was such a big, huge, unmanageable crowd that to get out there and say, well, it'll be nothing but the true believers. There won't be anybody in here trying to usurp anything or be a provocateur or anything like that. There'll be nobody salting the people with people from the other factions, from Antifa or anything. To get down there and do that was incredibly naive. And I'm being kind. I'm being kind with that one.
No, I agree. And here is where Colonel Matthews' report then makes for, I hope, a very interesting discussion between the two of us, because it gave me huge insight into the delay of response to events once they got in motion at the Capitol. You may notice that none of the congressional committees have ever called as a witness Muriel Bowser, mayor of Washington, D.C.
Yep.
Right. Well, the mayor of Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, January 5th, issued a one-page letter to the acting United States Attorney General, Jeffrey Rosen, to the Secretary of the Army, Brian McCarthy, and to the acting Secretary of Defense, Chris Miller. And she laid bare a four-paragraph letter that comes down to this, quote, "To be clear, the District of Columbia is not requesting other federal law enforcement personnel."
Hang on. Gonna have to kick that over. We'll do that all over again. I was too busy listening. It crept up on us. Talking to Paloma Cabana, this is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. In the last segment, I had to interrupt Paloma. She was telling us some good stuff, and then I said, I had to say, hey, hang on with that vital information. It's time for a commercial. So, can you pick it up?
Yeah, go. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's letter on Tuesday, January 5th, which was released in the early afternoon, it says, to be clear, the District of Columbia is not requesting other federal law enforcement personnel and discourages any additional deployment without immediate notification to and consultation with Metropolitan Police Department if such plans are underway. That's the mayor of D.C. afternoon of Tuesday, January 5. Fast forward to afternoon of January 6, at just about the same time of day, at 1:30, Washington, D.C. Mayor Bowser requests additional forces to respond to the Capitol. And a few minutes later, USCP Chief Sun actually calls Major General Walker of the D.C. National Guard to ask for help. The new report out from this Colonel Matthews points out that it's not until 3:48 p.m. that the Secretary of the Army, McCarthy, repositions himself to Metro Police Department headquarters to meet with Mayor Bowser to develop a plan for D.C. National Guard to go to the Capitol. At 4:30, there's a press conference with the Secretary of the Army, McCarthy, with the Mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser. It takes 20 minutes, and it's after the press conference at 5:08 p.m. that Major General Walker of D.C. National Guard gets the authorization to go ahead. I'm a little bit confused why nobody in Congress has called upon the mayor to testify, given the dots I've just connected for you.
Well, it's run by Democrats and never Trumpers.
Fault, right? All this time it's been President Trump's fault.
Right.
All this time there's been pressure on Major General Walker. Distinguished career. His testimony was impeccable. I would encourage listeners of Lock and Load to go to C-SPAN and dial it up, or to get my book and look at the footnote and dial it up. Listen to him. Listen to his account of the day of January 6th. The role of the mayor of Washington, D.C. has been completely overlooked in all of this.
Did you see what, I mean, Washington, D.C., but this is what I find interesting. Today was the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of left-wing groups convened downtown, blocked off traffic, and they kept the World War II vets, the remaining, however many of them there are, World War II vets that are still out there, from going and commemorating their friends that they lost in World War II and at Pearl Harbor.
That is just totally despicable. If you don't mind me stating my opinion.
Well, but listen.
That is just wrong.
I have to presume that either Muriel Bowser has made it just okay whenever they feel up to doing it, or that they did it without a permit. And if they did it without a permit, then my first thought is there should be some arrests being made and a few other things happening, and but apparently that's not what, I don't know. apparently that's not what happened. They put up all the tape and everything and, you know, paid the homage to the left that they do and all the other little things they got going on there. And
your First Amendment rights, not only of free speech but also of assembly, do not extend to interference actively with natural ingress and egress. So even when you are issued a permit, let's say, to walk down a street on one side and so forth, you know, you're not permitted to obstruct ingress and egress of businesses, ingress and egress of locations. And even if they were walking on the sidewalk, you have to contain yourself. Because I've done a lot of on-site protesting with labor unions in upstate New York. I mean, there's just very clear rules on how you do it legally. And it's really quite effective, quite frankly, when you do a proper picket.
Yes,
what you're describing
proper
to me is not proper in any respect. So if a permit was issued, they would have been in violation of an appropriate permit. And yes, arrest should have been made.
Okay. Well, Muriel Bowser, I don't find her to be she's obviously an opportunistic left-winger who sees nothing wrong anytime, anywhere with allowing certain things to happen, and that sort of infuriates me, especially in the Capitol.
It does raise, though, in the context of defendants who have already been charged, and I'll apologize to listeners if you're tired of hearing me beat this drum, but it's yet another tom-tom for me to tap with a slightly different rhythm. I have continued to assert since January 6th that the Capitol was open. And I've given lots of arguments on all different episodes of Lock and Load, Gun Owners Radio. And this one, to me, is almost an ultimate. If the mayor was asserting sufficient jurisdiction that the Department of Defense was actually deferring to her authority for a plan even on how to, which streets to use and what timing and what optics, in other words, how the officers would be dressed of the National Guard to roll in to the Capitol while the events were unfolding at the Capitol that we were all watching on TV, then the Capitol definitely wasn't closed. Because if it was closed, there would have already been an established perimeter.
Okay.
With the mayor, with MPD, and
we're getting,
there wasn't.
You brought me to my question, so we'll ask that when we get back. Talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. She's got a book out. We'll tell you where to find that when we get back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Kentucky says there are over 100 people still unaccounted for in the aftermath of severe storms that brought tornadoes to the state. As of now, 74 people are dead, with 12 of them being children. This as Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says people are helping each other out in this time of need.
I don't think we have a single person who's without a home to go to. Even if they lost their own home, they're going to neighbors, to friends, to state park near there. We believe we've got shelter for everyone.
The University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine releasing a study saying 34% of children in the United States had insufficient or unreliable health insurance prior to the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News. A dire and gruesome report is out on Afghanistan from the UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights. Nadia Al-Nashif says so many Afghans are starving and they're going to extremes in order to get food.
People in vulnerable situations, notably women-headed households and children, are being pushed to take desperate measures, including child labor, the marriage of children to ensure their survival, and, according to some reports, even the sale of children.
And Afghan's envoy from the former government is accusing the Taliban of committing human rights abuses like targeted killings and enforced disappearances since they've seized control in August. The NFL is mandating coronavirus booster shots for team staff members who work closely with players. More COVID cases have been reported this season than last year, despite the vaccination rate of players being over 94%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. Now, she has already written something that sets all of this up. I mean, we continue to do the continuation, which she's got a second volume coming out. But tell everybody how to find the book that you already got out there.
Thank you. It is at 2ampatriot.com, and it's called The Events of January 6, 2021, What Impact? Second Amendment movement. What's fabulous for me is a memo like Colonel Matthews that just came out does nothing more than confirm that the approach pattern I've been on since the beginning is actually valid. So it's actually a pretty exciting piece for me because it adds just a couple little, you know, more granular pieces to the story. But the essential story, the essential framework is laid out in my book that then actually allows someone to hear a piece of news like this and slot it right into the development of, okay, so the KISS, to keep it simple, stupid, why were things so bogged down on January 6th, we knew already that there were agencies and law enforcement with overlapping and not well-defined jurisdictional roles between each other for a scenario such as this. But now what we really know is the slowdown, the impediment created by a single individual, mainly the mayor of the Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser. And I can add one more detail out of Colonel Matthews' memo, and it's really going to resonate, I think, with you, Bill, as a military man. On Monday night, so I'm the night before the mayor's letter, Monday night at 9:12 p.m., a change was made in the chain of command for the Quick Reaction Force Approval Authority. It had, through the whole of the 2020 year, all of the civil unrest in Washington, D.C., been directly couched with Major General Walker. And the night of Monday, January 4th, 9:12 p.m., the language shifted. Here was the original sentence. You may employ D.C. National Guard Quick Reaction Force as a last resort in response to a request from appropriate civil authority. And accompanying that sentence, there was a metric of five scenarios, any one of which would allow Major General Walker to deploy D.C. National Guard. The new language, Monday night, 9:12 p.m., is I withhold authority to approve employment of D.C. National Guard Quick Reaction Force and will do so only as a last resort in response to requests from an appropriate civil authority. I will require a concept of operation prior to authorizing employment of the Quick Reaction Force. If the Quick Reaction Force is employed, D.C. National Guard personnel would be clearly marked or distinguished from civilian law enforcement. You will notify me immediately of any request for QFR employment. And just a few hours later, Colonel Matthews sent an email across saying, as written, the Secretary of Defense would now need to personally approve before our personnel in the city wear helmets for personal protection.
So do you happen to know the scenarios that they outlined for deployment?
I do. Would you like to hear? It's a short bullet list.
Okay, give me a short
bullet
list.
Item number one.
Yeah.
Item number one, flash crowd that is not manageable by assembled law enforcement. Number two, civil unrest not manageable by assembled law enforcement civil disturbance unit. Number three, large-scale vandalism and looting, i.e. in the city center area. Number four, vandalism or damage to national monuments or museums. And number five, attempts to breach federal or district government buildings. Oh, I apologize. One more, act of arson. So looking at that metric, essentially, as January 6th is unfolding, you've got four different scenarios that are met, and you only needed one.
Right.
So the metric is very clear. You could deploy D.C. National Guard under the pre-existing chain of command, not under the brand new one.
The other question I have is, how would they be equipped? Would they have weapons? Would they have ammo? Would they be fully equipped for to take rounds? Would they be wearing plate carriers? Would they have medics? Would they have a logistics train behind them? What would they have?
Yes.
All of that.
So, in multiple documents that I've reviewed across this year, there was never any contemplation that D.C. National Guard would go in armed. It was simply to be civil disturbance, as they had handled things during 2020.
Were they going to be armed with anything?
No firearms, no ammunition. Shield, baton, that type of a thing.
Riot troops.
No firearms, no
ammunition.
Riot,
yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah, so they were kitted out, K-I-T-T-E-D. They were kitted out.
Well, you know, that's the new jingo. The actual phrase is T-O-N-E, Table of Organization and Equipment.
But they don't say, based upon what you're telling me is their scenarios, they're not taking into effect anything like a terrorist attack or anything else. Why wouldn't they have a deployment?
Correct.
There's nothing in there for a deployment like that. There's nothing in there for just amount of Mumbai attack or nothing.
Negative.
Nothing for a. Okay.
No,
well, that's a lack of foresight.
You get straight to the heart of a national security question. So let's step back for just a second.
Sure.
Of having the benefit of hindsight. Afternoon of January 6th, you have the top three leaders of the United States Armed Services moving around the Capitol, which is in a dynamic state. It was unclear exactly what was happening. It's still unclear exactly who the very front people were. And you've got our three key military personnel in cars. I mean, I've got a timeline. I could tell you exactly who was moving to which building and where at this point.
Sure.
Why do we not have anything else going on in the world that these men needed to keep an eye on?
Oh, all kinds of stuff.
Made me just a little concerned to think that none of the three of them were actually focused on the United States in the context of the globe, and that we didn't have the delegation of authority to an experienced major general with 39 years as a veteran and then with D.C. National Guard. And you've got these running around because the mayor of Washington, D.C. is concerned about optics. And in her letter comments, she doesn't want any confusion created among residents and visitors by them having any unidentified personnel. So the mayor of D.C. had a number of D.C. National Guard members working the subway and traffic duty.
Hang on for me if you would.
Yeah.
This just keeps getting better and better. We'll be right back talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com.
We have been talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, and, it's been fascinating. It's been taking me right into the breaks. I'm not managing the clock at all. Barely at all. I'm glad to have butt music coming up. Now, one thing I do want you to get out there is what happened to the second female that died. Because you're the only one that I've heard mention that.
Sure. So let's just shift gears completely for a second. You and I have been talking, of course, about the death of Ashley Babbitt, the unarmed woman who was shot by Michael Byrd of the United States Capitol Police inside the building. And that remains an ongoing story with more things being disclosed. Last night, I was doing what I call opposition research, channel scanning on the TV, and I hit MSNBC, where they were interviewing a quote-unquote reporter who claims to have done a podcast about a woman named Roseanne Boyland, who also died at the Capitol outside the building on January 6th. One of the reasons you don't know her name, and one of the reasons that the media has not discussed her since January 6th, is because she died of a drug overdose. So the Washington, D.C. Office of Chief Medical Examiner did conduct the autopsy, did do so timely, did release those official results, and there really was no story, if you will, until now. When MSNBC and this reporter, who disclosed himself to be a friend of the family, has now done a podcast, and the thrust of his podcast is the following. I grew up in the Middle East. I know what it is to be radicalized. Ms. Boylan was radicalized by President Trump being a demagogue, and that is the reason that she is dead. She is an alcoholic who was in recovery with the full extent of his story. So this entire segment on MSNBC, which is nothing more than a commercial for his podcast, completely misrepresents and omits the essential findings of the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner of Washington, D.C., that it was an overdose on the afternoon of. There is no, what is the story there? And how sad is it that anyone would thus seek to profit and seek to politicize her death because of this obsession that a certain segment of the population and the media has to make sure that President Trump never shows his face again? It's essentially what it comes down to.
Well, that's not working. Trump will be back. This is the thing that they have set up. Mm-hmm. Everything they have done, and I mean them. I don't know why it surprises you, Paloma. I mean the gun controllers. How many suicide victims do they extort? Do they exploit in the name of creating more gun control? When they don't ever talk about why a suicide victim commits suicide. I'm not even sure I should call him a victim. I'm almost a suicide committer. A suicide committer. They never explain why someone commits suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I know why they commit suicide, according to certain psychologists anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I had a producer that committed suicide. And when I asked her about this, because I had this dream about him, right, after he did it, and I said, what does this mean? She said, listen, this is what you got to understand about a suicide, somebody that commits suicide. When they make the decision to commit suicide, that's the first moment of peace that they've ever known. And they really like that. And that's why it's very hard to catch someone who tries to commit suicide and fails and keep them from doing it again. You may slow them down, you know, put them in a room, take away their shoelaces, you know, give them nothing that they can use against themselves. But in the end, it's hard to overcome that moment of peace because as human beings, we like peace.
And the challenge here for me on this topic is a question of respect.
Yeah.
This young woman has died. And has died in sad circumstances. Why does the media simply not respect that for what it is and leave it? Why would you amplify misinformation that I imagine very shortly? I mean, I'm just being quick off the mark here with you.
Sure.
To discuss this, but at some point in the not-too-distant future, there will be a news cycle that's going to start running its course about this woman dying from a drug overdose. And there will be reporters then contacting family and friends and high school teachers and all the rest of it to pursue that discussion.
Well, you know, the way they report things, it makes me think, in a lot of ways, they don't care about the truth coming out. They're trying to do the damage while they can because they're counting on a very short memory amongst the consumers of news.
I think at this point they're counting on the American public to simply be too overloaded of stress from a variety of sources.
Yeah.
To check into anything.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
that's unfortunate.
Well, it's one of those things. It's one of those things. You know what? I'm going to tell you what the problem is. You want to know what the problem is?
Sure.
I'm going to read you a little thing. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I actually have it as part of the show prep.
And I don't know who to attribute this to. It's one of those things where the author is unknown, if I can actually find it. Which I had it right here, I thought. Okay, yeah, man. That's not it.
Just while you're pulling it, the one additional comment that I wanted to make was simply this. We, on the right, have been making quite a commentary about the so-called cancel culture.
Right.
There is, I think, something worse going on, which is the lack of concern for the truth in the media.
Well, that's
canceling
obvious.
Canceling is acknowledging that something is and then trying to get rid of it. But this business of the quote-unquote media actually putting things out on the airwaves as if it's the truth, we've fact-checked it, we've gone to opposing viewpoints, we are bringing this to you for you to believe, to me is worse.
Well, I don't have time to read it now. I did find it. I'll send it to you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No, I mean, I only just found it. I only just found it. Now, I mean, you know, this time I'm paying attention to the clock. But I will send it to you. You'll understand where this comes from me, because I think this is where they're pushing us. I will text this to you very shortly. Tell everybody how to find the book one more time.
Sure. It's 2ampatriot.com. And in our next episode, Bill leads off with his quote.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And listen, thank you very much for Paloma turned on a dime today and said, yep, I'll do it. When I reached out to her to see if she could join us today just to talk about this stuff, because this is this little subterfuge that's going on. We got to know about this. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Bill. And thank you to all the listeners of Lock and Load for tuning in and being concerned with the truth.
There you go. Now, number three is inbound. Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed, LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.